AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight, President Biden will deliver his first primetime address. He'll speak about the coronavirus pandemic 1 year later and what will be done moving forward. On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the country must pause to remember and mourn those who were lost.
But we also look with great optimism toward the future. 2021 is set to be an historic comeback year. Not because of the far-left legislation that was passed after the tide had already turned, but because of the resilience of the American people.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist is looking back. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A year ago today, Dr. Anthony Fauci told a House panel the U.S. had hundreds of COVID-19 cases, and more were coming.
Things will get worse.
This morning.
I did not in my mind think that much worse was going to be 525,000 deaths.
Telling NBC's Today Show, the nation's political divisions and Washington's mixed messages hurt the early response.
It wasn't a pure public health approach.
But Fauci says better days are coming if the overwhelming majority of Americans get vaccinated in the next 2.5 months.
By the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the number of people filing for unemployment dropped last week, but the number remains high. The Duke men's college basketball team is out of the ACC tournament. The Blue Devils season is over after a positive coronavirus test and the resulting quarantining and contact tracing. Nearly 60 Democratic lawmakers are demanding the resignation of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo following an allegation he groped an aide at the executive mansion last year. A third-degree murder charge is being added to the charges in Minneapolis in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. This is AP News. Amnesty International accused Myanmar's military government of using battlefield weapons against coup protesters.
In a study, Amnesty says the military is using increasingly lethal tactics and weapons normally seen on the battlefield against peaceful protesters and bystanders across the country. By verifying more than 50 videos from the ongoing crackdown, Amnesty International's Crisis Evidence Lab has confirmed security forces appear to be implementing planned, systematic strategies, including the ramped-up use of lethal force. The rights group adds many of the killings documented amount to extrajudicial executions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gunnar Johnson, a veteran Iditarod musher, was removed from the sled dog race in Alaska after he tested positive for the coronavirus. After the positive test, Johnson was removed from the checkpoint area and taken off the trail. Ed Donahue, AP News.